Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
During the break, Trey asked if we're going to grab a copy of Madden this year, right? And I usually at most buy Madden like every other year. Madden's so good at updating itself that for the most part, it's the same game. You know, they might throw a few more plays. The rosters get up. But for the most part, I usually buy Madden like every other year. And I said, you know, I didn't buy it last year, right? I didn't buy the GOAT edition last year, baby GOAT and actual GOAT. But I said, not only am I going to buy it this year because John Madden is on the cover, but I'm going to buy it this year, and I'm going to spend the money on the deluxe edition, right? Like the John Madden Memorial Edition. I'm absolutely going to buy it. And then it hit me, and I can't believe I haven't brought this up to Lonzo in the entire time since Madden dropped a year ago, that the year that Patrick Mahomes, Zoe's quarterback, man, finally makes the cover of Madden, the NFL gods decide to have a little chuckle amongst themselves and not only put Patty Mahomes on the cover, a copy that Lonzo would have purchased, but they also decide, let's stick Brady on that bad boy too. Let's not give Lonzo the QB cover that he wants. Let's also put Lonzo's least favorite footballer on. So every time Brady, that Zoe finally gets to look, I've still got my copy of Madden unsealed from when Drew Brees was on the cover in, what was it, 2010? I've still got my copy of Madden from when Drew Brees was on the cover unsealed because that's my quarterback, man. He got me my Lombardi. Lonzo, after multiple Super Bowl runs out of Patty Mahomes, finally gets Patrick Mahomes on the cover, and they stuck Tom Brady on it, so he can't just have a copy with Patrick Mahomes on the cover. He's got to look at Brady when he does it. Amazing.
I got to admit something that I've just learned about myself. I never have opened it, and I think that might be the reason why. I think that might absolutely be the reason why. I got it, looked at it, and just set it aside.
You don't have it like my copy of Madden with Brees, right? Like I've got an entertainment stand with little cubby holes in it and all my games are lined up. And there's like the one on the left is the games that I pull out and replay a lot. The one on the middle left is like my highlight games. Like these are my favorite games. And then the right center of my three little boxes are like my like the games that I don't necessarily play, but like I like them so much I display them. And then up on top of the entertainment stand, leaned against the TV so that no matter where you are in the bro cave, you can see it, is my copy of Madden with Drew Brees on the cover. And like down the line, eventually, I'll probably like get it framed. When I get my Drew Brees autograph, I'll get it framed, right? If I can get him to autograph that copy, it'd be great. But it's displayed. Zoe gets a copy of Madden with his quarterback on it, which would be a display piece, right? Like, if you're a game nerd like us, you have some games that become, it's not about the game, it's about the art of the game, both the game itself and the cover art. I've got cover art games, right? Like, I've got a copy of the original Nintendo Super Mario Brothers that is art to me. Zoe finally gets his game with Patty Ice on the cover, and they stuck Brady on it with him. So now it's not cover art for a very depressed-looking Lonzo. How did I never think about that?
Oh, I'm not depressed. I'm annoyed right now. That's what the look is. That's annoyance.
Oh, it's amazing.
Now I'm going to go home and see if I could just stick, because it's still in the plastic, stick something over Brady's face.
Just a post-it note over the front of that cover.
Just not the goat on it.
By the way, James popped into the Facebook chat, facebook.com/thefanupstate, or go to YouTube, search and subscribe to Rob Brown Show. You can come behind the scenes and watch Lonzo and I do the show live as well as listen to it. James popped up and said, Rob, are the Browns the biggest heel team in the NFL right now? It took us approximately -1 second to go, yup. And do you want to know how I know for a fact, not a doubt in my brain, that the Cleveland Browns are the biggest heel team in the NFL right now? The Cleveland Browns in week one of the NFL preseason played the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, if you've listened to this show for more than a segment, you know that Rob Brown holds a special place in his liver for Jacksonville, Florida. Liver, because the liver is full of toxins and I punish my liver weekly for existing, right? I hold a special place in my liver for the Jacksonville Jags fans. And I do so because Jacksonville, as a city and a football team, suck. I am mad at Jacksonville as a city for all the reasons. It's a terrible place. One of my favorite things ever. Last year, I think you might remember this, Lonzo. We had Mark Shelley, the voice of the Swamp Rabbits, when we were doing our weekly rabbit segments last year during the season. The Swamp Rabbits went down to Jacksonville to play the Icemen in Jayville. Yeah? And Shelley was coming on the show. And usually our guests will call towards the end of the segment before they come on. Shelley always does it. Well, for whatever reason, we happened to be doing a segment. About how terrible Jacksonville is, both as a team and a place. Yeah?
Gee, I don't know why we'd be doing a segment on that.
Well, I do one a week, and they deserve every ounce of hate that I can deliver. So we were talking about how much they suck, and we get Shelley on, and Shelley's like, you know, Rob, I got to tell you, like, I'm on the water. I'm overlooking the river, the St. John's River here in Jacksonville, and I just wonder if all the hate you have for Jacksonville is warranted or not. And I was like, Shelley, baby, when'd you get there? And he goes, last night. Late. I said, cool, man. Call me when you get back. And Shelley calls me when he gets back from Jacksonville. He's like, you're right. That city sucks. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's awful. The city itself, there's nothing to do. Right? If you go to downtown Jacksonville, there's nothing. In fact, there used to be one thing. They used to have a place called the Riverwalk that was along St. John's, and it was basically like a shopping area. Had restaurants and bars and arcades and everything that ran up and down the river. And then, because Jacksonville can't have nice things, somebody shot it up and they closed the whole thing down. They destroyed it. It doesn't exist anymore. There's nothing in downtown. If you want to enjoy Jacksonville, the only place to do it is Jacksonville Beach. And do you know what other state in the South has a beach better than Jack's Beach? All of them. Florida does. Alabama does. Orange Beach. I've been to it. South Carolina. I would put Dirty Myrtle ahead of Jacksonville Beach. All right? It's a bad beach. It's an ugly beach. And there's like 3 bars on Jack's Beach. And it's the best Jacksonville's got. They suck. Then, I lived in Jacksonville for 8 months. I hated it. Hated it. The people suck. The city sucks. There's nothing there. And then, because I was very briefly working for the station that is the flagship for Jacksonville Jaguars football, I was going to games. The fans are terrible. Couldn't stand them, right? The tailgates were a joke. The fans are gross. And they don't support the team. Well, the Cleveland Browns are such ultra mega heels that they played the Jaguars in Jacksonville this weekend. And I wanted to high-five Jacksonville Jaguars fans. The Browns started Deshaun Watson in this game. And they did it, strategically speaking, right? They know Deshaun's getting a minimum of 6 games. I'm telling you now, it's going to be a minimum of 8. And I think closer to 10 or more. And when Deshaun came out for his first snap, Jags fans started chanting at him. And their chants were not FCC friendly. The first chant they broke out was, "You sick bleep," and dropped the F-bomb on Deshaun. And they went on this chant for like an entire drive, right? We've all been to games. You know that for the most part, Zoe, a chant may last up to a play starts, maybe through 2 or 3 plays, right? Because after a while, the chant just kind of wears itself out and it's on to something new. The Jags fans chanted for like a drive, "You sick bleep, you sick bleep," at Deshaun over and over and over and over. Then, when he came out for his second drive, they started chanting at him once again, loudly enough to be picked up on television cameras. "No means no. No means no." Over and over and over again. I've had a lot of thoughts since the breaking of the Deshaun Watson story about where does Rob's personal feelings on the off-the-field stuff, like, where does it have a place on this show, right? And do those feelings remain philosophically in sync with how I've talked about other situations? And my answer is, where does it have a personal place on the show? Here. Right? Not all the time. I'm a human being. I've told you guys this. I'm going to bring my human thoughts, my off-the-field thoughts and emotions and opinions to the show as much as I bring my on-the-field thoughts and emotions onto the show. So, what Deshaun did and how Deshaun did it, and yes, I do believe Deshaun did a majority of what he's accused of doing. I think there's been enough put on the table that while there may still be a significant enough doubt not to have brought charges, there was a significant enough doubt that Deshaun, who said, "I won't settle," has settled all but one of those lawsuits. Okay? Now, I've also told you, keep in mind that settling civil suits is frequently done because the cost of going through the suit is higher than the cost of just settling it being done and moving on, right? Well, Deshaun made a very aggressive posture about not settling. You know, "I didn't do anything wrong, so I'm not going to settle." Well, he's now settled 23 of the 24 suits. And you can make the argument that Deshaun did that because as long as those suits were hovering around him, the NFL would have a better reason to suspend him, possibly without pay, right? So the argument, Kenneth, has been made that Deshaun didn't settle because Deshaun thinks he did something wrong and is going to get caught or is going to lose the civil courts cases in court, but because Deshaun just is trying to give the NFL fewer reasons to elongate the suspension. I don't buy that, okay? I don't. I think Deshaun did at least some of what he's accused of. Before the preseason game, Deshaun did an interview with a Browns beat reporter where she said, "You know, Deshaun, there's a lot of discussion about you and the suspension and how it impacts female fans of the National Football League." Yeah? And Deshaun, in his, to me, half-hearted, weak-ass apology, Deshaun didn't go, you know what, I'm not going to apologize because I got nothing to apologize for. I didn't do anything wrong. Deshaun didn't say, you know, despite the fact that I don't believe I acted inappropriately, I apologize to any women that I have hurt. Deshaun was like, yeah, I'd like to apologize to every woman that I, you know what I mean? Like, it was the most basic scripted PR, I just want to be done with this. I'm not really sorry. I'm just sorry I got caught apology of all time, right? Like, Mike Vick in his apologies post-dogfighting ring had better apologies than what Deshaun offered. It just did. So, I'm just not a Deshaun fan, right? In fact, quite the opposite. I am an antagonist to Deshaun Watson at this point. And the Jags fans let Deshaun know that he had heel heat in Jacksonville. And they let the Browns know. It does not matter what week Deshaun comes back. It does not matter what opponent he comes back against. This is going to follow Deshaun Watson around for as long as he's a Cleveland Brown and maybe longer, right? If Deshaun comes back in week 7, you know where he goes? Baltimore. Lonzo, do you think the fans in Baltimore are just a wee bit more aggressive and antagonistic than the fans in Jacksonville, all 75 of them?
Yeah, because there's going to be a lot more of them. My biggest question in this whole thing is he going to get the same thing at home in Cleveland?
If he gets a 6-game suspension, by the way, he starts back at home but against Patriot fans. I don't know what the reaction is going to be for Deshaun Watson at home.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Cleveland fans, there's going to be a certain amount of them that will do the same thing.
I don't know, because I think if you feel strongly enough that you would aggressively attack your own quarterback, I doubt you bought tickets.
Oh, as yeah, long you as did. He's yeah, you right? did. It's Cleveland, man.
Maybe.
It's Cleveland.
Maybe. But he comes back and he's at Baltimore. You think the Ravens fans aren't going to take up where the Jaguars fans left off this weekend? Of course they are. 2 weeks later, he's in South Beach, Miami. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, the Miami fans are aggressive. They're going to do it too. They're going to remember, Miami is the north of the south, right? The Yankees all retire down to Miami. They're going to give it to him. Then he goes to Buffalo, New York to play the Bills. A fan base that is already batboat insane. That D3 themselves through tables for fun. You think they're not going to give it to Deshaun?
He may not hear that as much because it's probably going to be like 5 feet of snow and sound doesn't travel well.
Oh, the Buffalo's fans, they'll be well lubricated for that game. Okay? They will. Then, on December 4th, you know where the Browns play next? At Houston. The Texans fans are not going to do like the Nationals fans did when Juan Soto came back last weekend and give him a nice polite standing ovation, thanks for all you did when you were here, clap. Yay, I suspect the Houston fans are going to give it to the guy who blew it all up. Then the Browns go to their rivals, the Bengals. After that, the Bengals. Bengals fans are already, again, batboat insane. Lonzo's an OHIO guy. How do you think Deshaun's reception in Cincinnati is going to go? The home of Mox, man.
Might be a good time to head back home and go see a game.
Might stay on the bus for that one, Deshaun. Then they wrap it up at Washington, which, again, like the Jags fans, there won't be but 80 people there, but it's D.C. That place is nasty.
Especially by then, because you know, the ones who do want to be there.
And then they wrap it up, Lonzo, in a game that frankly might be must-see TV. Browns at Steelers to end the season. Pittsburgh fans. The only fans nastier than Pittsburgh fans are Philly fans. Right? This is not going to be fun for Deshaun if the suspension isn't a full year. It's not going to be fun for Deshaun. By the way, a little information I learned over the weekend that I believe is true. If Deshaun catches a full 1 year suspension, Lonzo, his salary for this year does not count as structured. You remember how the Browns signed him to make $1 million this year so that he could keep most of the money that he would lose by being suspended? That would actually roll to the structure for next year, meaning he would get paid $1 million this year and next year, and he would have to survive for two NFL seasons to get to the big payday in year number three.
Well, because he hadn't actually played under the...
Because the full suspension year would not count as as service time.
Right. Okay. All right.
So his contract would roll back, which means the $1 million payday. The Browns made that with the assumption he would play some games this year. If he gets the full year suspension, that $1 million goes to next year. So not only is Deshaun going to be the most targeted heel in the NFL, not only are the Browns going to get it from opposing fans every time they're on the road, even when Deshaun's not out there, all right? I suspect that Charlotte, less than a month from now, when the Browns come down to visit Charlotte in week one, Lonzo, I got a sneaky suspicion the Panthers fans are going to give it to the Browns.
All right, so now we're going to find out. You know, everyone has said that the Carolina crowd is a wine and cheese crowd.
Oh, they are.
How rowdy will they? Because I've been there when they, in my opinion, have been rowdy. So I do think it's going to be interesting.
They're a wine and cheese crowd. We know it. But they can be a football crowd. You got to wonder what reception did the Browns get even without Deshaun, right? Because you got that twofold. Not only do you have signing Deshaun, you have the signing Deshaun and a flat-out disrespect of Baker Mayfield. So now you're bringing in the team that axed and disrespected the guy that's my quarterback, man, as T.O. said. I got to suspect that the Panthers fans are going to give it to him. The Browns come to Atlanta this year, right? They're in the ATL. The dirty, dirty. ATL fans are going to give it to them. It's going to be hilarious. It's going to be hilarious. So to answer your question, James, yes, they are the biggest heel in the NFL, and they are going to be catching strays. They won't be strays. They will be directed shots at Cleveland. Ain't no doubt about it. Ain't no doubt about it. Jacksonville fans went. Lonzo, you said I blame AEW fans for Jacksonville fans with a vulgar chant. No, no, no. This is like GCW. This is like ECW in its Heyman days levels of vulgar. And if there's a team that's earned it in the last few years, it's the Cleveland Browns.
And it's just the preseason. So, you know, the people are getting their chance together, trying to figure out what works.
That was a Jacksonville preseason fan. There's NFL regular season fans. Then there's NFL preseason crowds. And just slightly below that on the impressive rankings is Jacksonville regular season fans. Then there's Jacksonville preseason games.
I am curious. Maybe that there was some sort of vacation deal for people coming down from Ohio, that in order to get the deal that they'd have to go to a Jacksonville game, and those were the guys that were chanting?
Maybe. But he caught it. James says, it's a shame the Browns-Eagles game is in Cleveland. Deshaun in Philly would be hysterical. Hilarious, frankly. Hilarious. All right, let's take a break. Come back here in just a minute. We'll take a look at the rest of the NFL's preseason. What lessons did we learn around the league? And next segment, what is the most intriguing aspect of this season for Clemson? It is not DJ Uiagalelei. It is not the wide receiver core. So what is the most intriguing thing about Clemson's program this year? I got one position group. It's not going to shock you, but I think the takeaway is very interesting. I'll give that to you when we come back. Rob Lonzo and you, this is the Rob Brown Show. This is the Fan Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You got to wait for the drop, man. That's radio rule number 7. Wait for the drop. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rob Brown Show back on your radio. Steaming through the third and final hour of the show. Be a part of the program. 844-FANFONE, 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E, 844-FANFONE. Preferred Home Services text line. I almost forgot what I was going to say next. Preferred Home Services text line, 71307, 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N. We will read them on the air. We were talking about the Kentucky coaches in the most definitely not controversial controversy in recent memory. I told you, John Cal's going to do all in for the football program, whereas Stoops is going to do all he can to get as much as he can for the football program. And by John Cal actively disregarding the football team and saying they are second rate on campus, it hurts the football program, right?
You know,
we all know it's true, but it does.
To that end, I have a question. So how many colleges out there are not known for just one sport? I think most colleges, you're either a football or a basketball school.
That's interesting. That's interesting because a texter sent in this text says, Rob, gun to the head, is Michigan a football school or a basketball school? And my answer is, that's a football school, right? They pack 100K into that stadium regularly. That's a football school. Even when the football team's not as good as the basketball team, that's a football school. That being said, you know what else that's proof of? It is excellent evidence that you don't have to be one or the other. It is excellent evidence that those two sports can and should, frankly, coexist. Remember, at one point, the Florida Gators became the first school to be the active holders of both the football and basketball national championships at the same time. You don't have to be one or the other, right? And in the SEC, even, you don't have to be one or the other. Again, Alabama hasn't won a natty yet, but Alabama's under Oates has had about a three-year run. I don't know if you guys know this about the Alabama football team, but it's a pretty good program. And their basketball team has been a Final Four threat two out of the last 3 years. You can be both. Georgia is getting better by the year. You know, there are some other schools that bounce back and forth. If FSU's football program would hold up its end of the bargain, Leonard Hamilton has put a couple of FSU squads on the table, including what I genuinely think was a Final Four caliber team the year that COVID bumped in. Remember they had, what, three NBA lottery picks on that team, or NBA first round picks on that team, including a pair of lottery picks, right? You don't have to be one or the other. You can be both. And the philosophy of, well, you have to be a football school, you have to be a basketball school, is unfortunately naturally perpetrated by football and basketball coaches. And then fans kind of feel like they have to pick a side, right? If John Cal and Mark Stoops are both actively saying, oh, we're a basketball school. No, we're not. We're a football school. Oh, we're about that. The fans are going to feel like they have to pick a side, even if it's not necessarily the truth. Now, the solution there is obviously for both of those coaches to get on the same page and promote Kentucky athletics as a whole, which is what they should do. The problem with that is your program, to some degree, your program can only be good as the resources it has allow it to be. You'll have a jump up every now and then, right? You'll have a jump up every now and then where a team that maybe isn't the most resourceful program has a great year. But the teams that are, I want you to think about the teams that are dynasties right now. Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Clemson. These are teams that are football teams, and the resources go into the football program, and it's evident to see that. And so, you know, you kind of get to make a pick, which is why when radio broadcasters, you know, I don't do that. I'm not saying I'm better than it. I'm not, but it's just not my style of radio. But a lot of broadcasters like to offer those sports hypothetical questions as a way to generate phone calls, right? And one of the ones you hear all the time is this. Lonzo, if I offered you the opportunity for your basketball team to make five straight Final Fours, or your football team to make a single national championship appearance, which one of those do you choose? You got to pick one.
I think that's unfair because Ohio State's won multiple national championships.
Let's say for the next 5 years, you get to pick one. One football national championship, or your basketball team goes to the Final Four all 5 years.
Oh, I'm definitely going football.
Yeah, of course.
Which is probably going to happen this year. It could.
Oh, it should. Hey, look at old Dabo on ESPN getting some love. Yeah, of course it's going to work out that way, yeah?
That's funny. Dabo getting like that's never happened before.
And I got to tell you, if I ask that question around here, right? If I ask the Gamecocks, if I ask the Tigers, right? I'm going to give you a choice.
See, that's the question for Clemson. I mean, where their basketball team has been. How many of those fans would go basketball because they've never seen it happen?
Right. If I asked you guys the question right now, over the next 5 years, you get one of two choices. One, and only one, football national championship. Or your basketball team can go to the Final Four. Not guaranteed a win, but can go to the Final Four all 5 years. Which one are you guys taking? Send me your answer. You know, I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to be that radio host for a minute. I don't do it often. I'm going to do it here. I'll see how it feels. If I asked you guys the question, scratch that. I am asking you guys the question. Next 5 years, your team gets a football national championship, one, just one, or your basketball team goes to the Final Four all 5 years. Doesn't guarantee you a title, but you're in the Final Four all five seasons. Which one are you taking? Which one do you want? Do you want a single football natty and nothing else, or five Final Four appearances for your basketball team? In a world where fans equally cared, or at a basketball school, how do you think Kentucky fans answer that question, Lonzo? If let's say it's Kentucky gets one football natty or five John Cal Final Four appearances.
Well, if they're going basketball, for sure. You know why?
I think so.
Because Kentucky's a basketball school.
Yeah, I think so. I think Indiana would take that choice, right? I think Carolina would take that choice. North Carolina would take that choice. I think Duke would take that. Despite the fact that their football teams have never been a threat to win a title, or at least not since like the 60s, right? I think basketball school fans would take five Final Four appearances. And everybody else has taken the one football natty over five Final Four appearances, right? So if you're a football coach at a basketball school, like, I don't know, theoretically, Kentucky, you're fighting against that. And you're fighting against your school having to allocate resources based on that. So if you're Mark Stoops at Kentucky, and you're going to the AD trying to get him to increase funding for the football broadcast, for the football team, right? You're fighting against the fact that the athletic department knows that fans would take five Final Fours over one football natty. If you're at Clemson, you don't have to worry about that. You know what the answer is, and you know it's football, and that's the program you're already allocating to. But it leaves you in an interesting position at both schools. At Kentucky, it leaves you in an interesting prediction, or a predicament, pardon me. It leaves you in an interesting predicament in that if you want the football team to start getting fours instead of threes on the star chart for recruits, you got to convince a lot of those four and five stars that you are going to invest in the football program, that the football program is not going to be left behind the basketball program, right? But on the flip side, if you're Clemson, right, and you've hit the point where you're going, okay, appreciate all you did, Brad Brownell, but you're just not the guy, right? You're not the guy to take us to the next level. Well, if you want to find the guy that is going to take you to the next level, what do you have to do? You got to allocate resources. Or you got to do what the Gamecocks just did, and you got to take a chance on a Lamont Paris. And here's the other thing about that. If you take the chance on a Lamont Paris, and let's say that Lamont Paris shows up to South Carolina, he's already got the nation's number one recruit in GG Jackson, right? If, let's say hypothetically, GG shows up and the male Gamecock basketball team, let's say they make a run to a Final Four under GG Jackson and Lamont Paris, and Lamont does the damn thing. Do you not think that schools like Rutgers aren't going to be calling, basketball schools, aren't going to be calling Lamont Paris and going, hey, if you can do it at South Carolina, you can do it at a school that is a basketball program with history? Well, if you're the Gamecocks and you want to keep Lamont Paris, what do you have to do? Cash, ding, 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 resources. You got to allocate resources to the basketball program. You got to re-sign him to a basketball school caliber contract. You got to keep him happy with the facilities and the resources the school's getting. Which means you got to do one of two things. Either you got to redirect resources that would ordinarily and traditionally go to the football team, or you got to get new resources. You got to raise funding. You got to fundraise more. It's not easy to do, right? It's not easy to do. So I get where Stoops is coming from, which is why I'm not mad at him. I get where John Cowell's coming from, which is why I'm not mad at him. And I get the predicament it puts schools in to make that call. And it's not an easy call to make. Texas says, if Stoops can have the success at UK that Spurrier had at SC, Calipari will get his facilities and they'll have Stoops' name on it. Yeah, my other question is, are Kentucky fans a basketball school just because the football team's been so bad, right? If Stoops miraculously takes Kentucky to a college football playoff in the next 5 years, right? Well, say he does that. Let's say they make a Louisville run. Do Kentucky fans all of a sudden go, hey, we're a football school now, right? If North Carolina Tar Heels make a run through the ACC title game, do Tar Heels fans suddenly go, hey, we're a football school now too? And does that make the decision-making process as far as the allocation to those resources that much more difficult? Interesting question to ponder. Back after this to wrap up the show. It is the Rob Brown Show. It is the Fan Upstate.
We'll be right back. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I couldn't decide if I wanted to go ahead and hit this or not already because I have less than usual. But we were just talking about Predator and practical effects and on the stream. So you need to watch the stream because Rob actually played the Predator on the screen and it's wicked. It's very wicked.
I
always feel weird when I see Predator because I'm concerned because in this room I would be a prize.
Wow. All right. Just put me down like that.
No, my skull is bigger than they hunt skulls, yeah. Dude. It's not about what's in the skull.
I got to tell you, I'm in for this movie. I don't do scary movies, right? Oh, it's Prey. The name of the movie is Prey. I don't do scary movies because jump scares are cheap, right? Especially in the movies where they're like, well, let's just crank the volume up 200% and play a really loud noise. Psychological terror is where it's fun. Like head games are where it's fun. And that's what the Predator is. Like it's vicious, but it hunts you. I might sit down and watch this movie. I'm not going to lie. Like, this one intrigues me. Predator's always been great. This one looks like it might be the best Predator movie. And the fact that they're doing it with practical effects, like the Predator is an actual Predator as opposed to CGI'd into the movie, means it's going to look that much better.
Yeah, I like a mix of practical effects with some CGI stuff to add some things into it, but not CGI so much as the prime effects. And these kind of movies, I wonder how tall that guy really is. Because he looks huge. He looks like he's like 7 foot tall.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll enhance it a little bit to make it look even more badass, but that looked cool.
And I know some guys back home who do makeup and stuff. That doesn't look that good, but looks really, really good.
Yeah.
All right, the first thing that's trending is Black Adam.
I told you, I think, last week... I love The Rock. I love Dwayne. This movie isn't grabbing me. Like the and maybe they dropped a new trailer that will. I don't know yet. This movie of the superhero movies of the past 15 years, it's not grabbing me. Like you've basically created, it's the Superman conundrum in that I want to love Superman, but Superman by default is so OP that it's almost kind of not fun, right? Like what are the stakes here? You have basically shown me in the trailer that there's no threat to Black Adam. He can just, and so the movie is not Black Adam has to take on a sincere bad guy that we're aware of yet. It's more Black Adam has to make a choice. Do I want to be the savior of the world or the destroyer? That's not that interesting to me.
By the way, I want to point out that Superman died on screen like 2 movies ago in Batman versus Superman. Doomsday killed him. He also killed
Martha!
Him. He also killed him in the comic books. Whatever.
Martha! Our mom's names are the same, so we're the same. Martha!
Such a hater.
Yeah, but I'm right.
You're not. The reason why this is trending is because it's out there that Dwayne tried to make sure that Black Adam wasn't in Shazam because he wanted to protect the character. And, you know, Shazam, pretty good movie. The second one coming back out, but it's a little more on the comedy side.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and I think Zachary Levi did a really good job at it. But I think, so he wants to keep Black Adam serious, and it wouldn't have been serious if he was in Shazam.
I don't know, man. I feel like the biggest DC mistake has been that they're like, they try to take themselves so seriously, it becomes a parody.
Well,
right?
Aquaman.
Like, that's the biggest mistake.
Aquaman didn't. The first Wonder Woman didn't.
Right.
Yeah,
and those are the only two DC movies people liked.
Well,
were Aquaman and Wonder Woman, because they didn't take themselves so seriously that they became a trope.
You Marvel only fans didn't like. I like a little bit of everything.
Once again, it's the same as it was with WWE. I don't want DC to be bad. I want it to be great, but they keep doing the same dumb things that make them bad. That being said, this Ezra Miller thing keeps getting worse.
Yeah, it's
that movie's getting canned, right? We're never going to see it.
No, as I pointed out Saturday on the Upstate Pulse, 7 to 9 p.m. on WORD on Saturdays, we're not going to see Michael Keaton as Batman.
I don't think we are.
Batgirl got canceled. Yep. He was Batman in that. He's Batman in The Flash. It's going to get canceled. We're never going to see it again.
I agree. I think you're right. I think you're right. All right, kids, that's it for the Monday. Appreciate you guys hanging out. If you guys didn't listen, we couldn't sit in here and pretend this is a real job. Thank you very much. Tomorrow, Burns High School season preview goes up on the website. Make sure you're on the lookout for that. Subscribe to my new Panthers podcast, Views from Mint Street. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Google, Stitcher, and all major platforms. Make sure you subscribe to that and click the bell icon so you get alerted when the first episode drops Wednesday morning. That's it for me and Lonzo. Have a great rest of your day. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. For all of us here at the Fan Upstate, to all of you, thanks. See you back here tomorrow to do it all over again. This is the Fan Upstate. Later, brother.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.